your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He'll talk to us for about 8 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump will address the nation at 9 p.m. Eastern amid a standoff with Democrats over funding a border wall.
Vice President Mike Pence will brief House Republicans this evening before a primetime speech from President Trump about border security. Weekend negotiations to reopen the government did not make much progress. Pence says the administration is looking into the legality of a national emergency to begin border wall construction without congressional approval.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. House Democrat Jerry Nadler hopes the president doesn't sidestep Congress.
We would certainly oppose any attempt by the president to make himself a king and a tyrant.
It's 18th day now of this partial government shutdown. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, hundreds of thousands of government workers are expected to miss their first paychecks this Friday. The Office of Personnel Management says they can file for unemployment, but in most states, the money would have to be paid back once funding is restored. Meanwhile, the IRS says Americans can expect their tax refunds this year if the partial shutdown continues through the opening of tax season on January 28th. The agency says it will recall a significant portion of its workforce without pay to process returns. Dave.
Rachel, on this day in 2011, then-Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was shot in the head in an attack in Arizona. She survived, but six others were killed. 8 years later, Giffords will return to Capitol Hill to push a gun control bill.
The proposal would require federal background checks on all gun sales, including private transactions. Gun control groups estimate that roughly 20% or more of gun sales don't include background checks. Even if it passes the House, Senate Republicans will unlikely take action on the bill.
Fox's John Decker. They had some party last night in South Carolina. Clemson students celebrating another college football title after Clemson beat Alabama 44-16. This is Fox News.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
A civil rights activist was supposed to be honored in Alabama. Not anymore.
The Birmingham Civil Rights Institute in Alabama decided to rescind an award for Angela Davis after getting complaints. The activist was supposed to be getting the Fred L. Shuttlesworth Human Rights Award, but the institute posted on its website that concerned organizations began to make requests that they reconsider the decision. Now, Birmingham's mayor is saying he's dismayed by that decision, which he said followed protests from the local Jewish community. Davis is a supporter of the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement targeting Israel's treatment of Palestinians. Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
A weather forecaster's out of work after what he said on TV got stormy.
The chief meteorologist at an NBC affiliate in Rochester, New York, is out of a job after he was heard uttering a racial slur live on the air. It happened as Jeremy Capel of WHEC-TV described a photo showing Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Park on Friday night. Video of the broadcast went viral over the weekend, and outrage spread. Among those who'd been calling for Capel's job, the city's African-American mayor, Lovely Warren. Capel claims it was a verbal slip, adding he'd never uttered those words in his life. But the station fired him after an internal investigation. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A police chief who was fired in Manning, South Carolina last year is now free on bail after being arrested yesterday by the FBI on money laundering charges. He's accused of stealing $78,000 from the city in 2015. Most of the money had been seized from drug dealers. He's pleaded not guilty. On Wall Street, Dow futures up nearly 200 the day after a 98-point gain, and Amazon rose to be the most valuable company in the world, worth nearly $800 billion, taking over what Microsoft had been number one. Apple was number one earlier last year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
And we have your local news now, and it's brought to you by Busey as they help you with your tax planning. Consider calling 1-800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new Chick-fil-A is coming to Champaign. WCIA says Chick-fil-A applied for a building permit for the old Ruby Tuesday building on North Prospect. It has been issued. Chick-fil-A hopes to have a grand opening in the fall of 2019. That restaurant will include a drive-through. Urbana is getting a new development at the southeast corner of University and Lincoln Avenue. It'll include 200 apartments, townhomes, and extended stay hotel rooms. It would be called Gather. The developer hopes to attract University of Illinois students and wants to start construction in the second quarter of this year. Illinois State Police plan to focus on drivers who stay in the left lane on expressways. WGN says in 2019, officers will use covert vehicles to catch drivers who are staying in the left lane too long. The law says the left lane is only for passing or for moving over for an emergency vehicle. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
You put your heart and soul into your business. Partner with an organization as committed as you are to its success. Busey will build a relationship with you, offering tailored options for your unique needs. Whether you're considering your first business account or developing a strong succession plan, Busey has your backing. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
All right, good morning, Tuesday, January 8th. I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J, live in Asia. We've got a report that he filed today coming up shortly. First, your weather forecast, and it's brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations. They've got one over at the Crossing in Champaign or Curran Cunningham in Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. High 47 expected today, an increase in the clouds as the day goes on, but starting out looking pretty good. We've got breezy conditions too, with wind gusts as high as 43 miles per hour. A wind advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. 23 hour low into the evening tonight. Partly cloudy with a high of 32 tomorrow, down to around 15, up to 30 on Thursday, down to around 20, 34 as we wrap up the week Friday with partly sunny conditions. There's snow that could come our way on Saturday. Right now, the temperature's at 41, so enjoy the mild conditions while they last. Here with ESPN 93.5, we appreciate you tuning in this morning. Again, Jeff Dunham's Passively Aggressive Tour is coming to the State Farm Center on Saturday, January 12th. And Mary Schlarf was so excited in Philo of winning the tickets. More details at ESPNCU.com. We've been handing out things right and left. And if you want to get in on the given or you want to have some comments about the show, 359-2255. And our podcast up later in the day at ESPNCU.com. I'm Diane Ducey again, visiting with Stevie on his trip to Asia. And I love that he's filing these reports with us and giving us a glimpse of what the travels are like.
Good Tuesday morning, Diane. It's great to talk to you again. I kind of want to recap so far what we've done on our grand trip through Asia. So glad I could communicate with everybody back in Champaign on ESPN 93.5. So we left, I think it was New Year's Day, but, you know, having been on the road a while, I'm not sure what day it is. I never know what time it is. It's kind of what happens when you're just totally away from home. But I'm telling you, and I know many of you love travel. I know many of you don't like that much leaving the Champaign County region. I understand, but I can't tell you how valuable it is to just kind of get some perspective in your life by seeing other stuff and just really trying to immerse at least a little. We're not immersing much on this trip so far, but we're doing some, and it just really helps to ride the subways and the trams. And I tell you what, it's just been really, really fun. I'm just glad I could bring this to you. Coming up, I'll be talking a little bit about Busan, South Korea. Yesterday, we were in Nagasaki, Japan. It's very historic, obviously. As mentioned yesterday on the show, You know, it's the site of the second atomic bomb that essentially ended World War II. Horrible human tragedy when you use a weapon of mass destruction, which was Fat Boy, which was the bomb we sent with our allies to try and get Japan to surrender and to end what was a very difficult time in American history, World War II. It ended with us, you know, obviously gaining the surrender unconditionally from Germany and, of course, Japan. But it was educational. It was really good. Now, of course, we started the trip, as I mentioned, on New Year's Day. We flew all the way. We bused to Chicago, flew all the way to Shanghai in a nonstop flight, 14 hours. It took us about 4 hours to clear customs. Very strict. If you ever go to China, it's probably going to be very tough. We had to have the exact right documents. And Bill Owen, my tour designer at Stevie J Travel, did an unbelievable job putting the right documents together, and we got everybody through. We went then to our Marriott at Tomorrow Square. If you ever go to Shanghai, try and stay at the Marriott at Tomorrow Square, because it was phenomenal. I mean, it was the best breakfast buffet I think I've ever seen at a hotel, with so many choices. Shanghai got us all kinds of hustle, bustle. We really, really enjoyed that big city. It's bigger than the entire country of Australia. That's how big Shanghai was. I enjoyed meeting Caroline. You heard that interview on Friday when we talked to our tour director, Caroline. She's just wonderful. It was really hard to leave her. She stayed in line with us as we tried to board our ship, and we were in line quite a bit of time in Shanghai to embark on our Princess Sapphire cruise. But Caroline stayed in line with us for well over an hour, just helping us move luggage. Just an amazing young lady that we got to meet, and really enjoyed that. Kind of hard to say goodbye to her. Then we cruised, got on the ship, got a sea day, got to Nagasaki yesterday, enjoyed a full day of, as I mentioned, the Atomic Bomb Museum in Nagasaki and Peace Park, to hopefully always remember and to know that, you know, if we could ever do it without hurting anybody and making peace, it'd be the best way. But sadly, in our histories, there is war, and you hope and pray it never happens again. So we've enjoyed that. We're ready to go to Busan, South Korea. We understand there's to be incredible sushi. We did sit at a sushi bar in Nagasaki. They actually had a conveyor belt that passed by, and you just grab what you want. Of course, it had a price. But the yen is 113 yen to $1, so we found everything to be pretty economical. We rode the tram, Diane, which essentially is a San Francisco trolley car. We rode that all day yesterday, and I think I spent a whole $14 for six of us there and back. I mean, it was super. Some of the shore excursions on the ship are $150-$200 each. So we decided to just try and figure it out ourselves, had a fun time doing it. So we sat at a sushi bar and picked our sushi out, and obviously it's pretty good over in this part of the world, being so close to the water. We see a lot of fishing boats out there as well. So today in Busan, again, we expect to learn a lot about South Korea. I've never been to South Korea. Obviously, big in the news is North Korea and around the Seoul area. We'll be in Busan, which used to be called Busan with a P as in Paul, but now called Busan. It's a coastal city way in the tip. If you look on a map, it's way in the tip of South Korea, and we're looking forward to learning about that. So I'll sign off for now, but we'll come back in just a bit and tell you about Busan, South Korea. So glad you're listening. I'm Stevie J, reporting from the Princess Sapphire, ESPN 93.5. Back in just a bit, Diane. Thanks so much for all your help with all of our broadcasting on ESPN 93.5.
No problem, Stevie. It's 7:13.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, carries brands such as Champion, Nike, Cutter and Buck, and more. If you're looking for high-quality, fashionable, name-brand Illinois apparel, then look no further than Game Day Spirit. If you're shopping for friends and family and looking to save money, Game Day also has a large selection of buy one, get one free tees in both short sleeve and long sleeve styles. Be sure to check out Game Day's online exclusives as well at GameDaySpirit.com. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
Hi, this is Max from MX Electric. I wanted to give a big thank you to everyone for making us your number one electrician. As a proud veteran, I learned the value of hard work, long days, and taking pride in what I do. So when you need the very best, I want you to give Nikita a call at 217-359-7293 and let us come out and show you why we were voted number one.
Relax. Call Max 217-359-7293.
You know, Trent, this time of year is tough. tough. Why is that, Mike?
Because there's not enough time to keep up with all the football and basketball drama. You know, I lean toward football.
Well, maybe because you live and breathe football, or because you played in the NFL. I mean, those are wild guesses I'm taking.
Nope. Because footballs look like giant California almonds, and I love California almonds.
I did not see that coming.
They're packed with 6 grams of energy-giving protein, and they're easy to take on the go.
That's probably why football is America's favorite sport.
So grab a handful of California almonds and own every day of the season.
Make room for the new year, starting in the garage at the Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot, where you'll find an HDX 5-level black and yellow shelf unit at a special buy of only $29.88. It'll hold up to 150 pounds per shelf, making quick work of a messy garage, all with very little work on your part. The Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
Well, there's a new football champion, and it is Clemson. Wow, 44-16 winners over Alabama, finishing the season at 15-0. College football playoff was pleasing to many Tiger fans, that's for sure. Their senior class find themselves at 55-4 on their career in college. Wow, they were just on fire, and there was interceptions. It was an exciting game to watch. Good stuff happening in Santa Clara last night. Also trending as far as college football goes, Ohio State has lost their quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, as he declares for the NFL draft, finishing third in Heisman Trophy voting and was a redshirt sophomore. So Dwayne Haskins leaving the Buckeyes. NFL action will have the Colts and Chiefs and Cowboys and Rams and Eagles and Saints. By the way, Cody Parkey's kick that hit the goalpost as the Bears didn't win that game and lost to the Eagles. Evidently, that's now been ruled as a block. That really doesn't make any difference to us now, but whatever. So, Duke number one, Michigan at number two. That's who the Illini will face on Thursday. In case you'd like to go to the game, you can text in IL to 359-2255, and before 8 o'clock, I'll find my winner to go to the game. And not only will it be a game against number two, Michigan, go Illini. They've got the 30th anniversary of the Flying Illini. University of Illinois Department of Athletics announcing in September of last year that bobbleheads will be unleashed, and there's 5 former Illini standouts involved in this. They will be available for purchase at select home games this season, but Kendall Gill bobblehead night is coming up on Thursday, January 10th against Michigan. I know they're doing Marcus Liberty on the 16th against Minnesota, the 23rd, Lowell Hamilton. Kenny Battle will be on February 2nd in that Nebraska game, and February 5th, Michigan State will be Nick Anderson. If you want to listen up, Tan Karp also giving you a chance to win one for your collection. As you keep listening after 4 here on ESPN 93.5, as we bring that on to you, thanks to Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. I did mention Michigan State, and I know they are number 6 in this latest poll. Ohio State at 16 and Indiana at number 22. College basketball tonight, Maryland is at Minnesota. Purdue is at number 6 Michigan State. Northern Iowa and ISU. My daughter's a junior at Redbirds at ISU in Bloomington. So go Redbirds. SIU is at Drake, and Northern Illinois is at Miami, Ohio. NHL action had Calgary over the Blackhawks 4-3. St. Louis beat Philadelphia 3-0, and they'll host Dallas tonight. The Pacers and Cleveland will be going at it in NBA action. So that's sports this hour. It's 7:19. We've got your Financial Business Minute coming up next, thanks to Provident Financial Group. Partnerships you can trust in 2019. 2018. Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. We got to get your weather in here quickly, and it's looking good as we enjoy a milder morning, but enjoy it while it lasts. Today's high 47, partly cloudy and breezy. A wind advisory in effect until 8 tonight. The winds will pick up as the afternoon progresses, as gusts as high as 43 miles per hour. Down to 23 this evening, only up to 30 tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to 15 Wednesday night. Thursday's high at 28, 34, partly cloudy on Friday. And then there's snow in the forecast that could come our way on Saturday. Crazy! But again, focus on the sunshine today and a high 47. ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, small businesses are not feeling as optimistic. The National Federation of Independent Business says its Small Business Optimism Index declined in December to the weakest reading in 14 months. Small business owners are complaining about not being able to find people to hire. Apple isn't the only tech company reporting a slowdown in sales. Samsung Electronics is predicting weaker earnings now. It's seeing lackluster demand for memory chips and intensifying competition for phones. Samsung makes about one of every five smartphones shipped worldwide. BMW is reporting record sales for 2018. It sold nearly 2.5 million cars under the BMW, Mini, and Rolls-Royce brands. Chief Executive Harold Krueger says BMW is the world's leading premium auto company for the 15th year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Martha McCallum.
We only have an hour with our viewers every evening. We want to make it count for them. We want them to know that they can trust us. So we do our homework. We try to cut through the noise. We try to cut through the hysteria. We're not here to jump on a bandwagon. We're here to drill down on the facts. We know that we live in complicated times. We want to peel that back, and we want to give everybody a sense that when they come to us, we will give it to them straight.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Morning, ESPN 93.5 at 7:22. I welcome on our studio line 359-2255 Rob Dullhouse. See you at home. Good morning.
Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Trying to get you fired up. I know one winter night is coming up. Is it the beginning of February?
Yes, it's Friday, February 1st, so about 3.5 weeks away.
Yikes! I mean, it just seems like we turn the calendar over and we really get into high gear with this project. First, Rob, let's talk about See You at Home and what you do for our community.
Sure. So See You at Home, we're a local 501c3, a homelessness ministry here in town, and we work to serve the most vulnerable homeless in our community, our friends without an address, as we like to call them. And we do that in a lot of different ways. We have a daytime drop-in center in the former Time Center facility, actually. We do transportation. If the services aren't available in town, we can take people out of town. We collaborate with local law enforcement and the hospitals to kind of intervene in those situations where our friends on the street might be involved, as well as education and advocacy, which is a huge part of One Winter Night, and just letting the community know what gaps are available or what gaps are there and what services are available that we can provide.
So it sounds like quite an undertaking. Is there a pretty big population of homeless folks?
Yes, yes, there is. And you know, we encounter those folks on a daily basis, fortunately and unfortunately. But, yeah, that's the population definitely, I wouldn't say it's increasing necessarily, but it certainly seems to be holding steady. And, you know, it's, our folks are a very transient bunch. So, you know, there's more certain times of year and less at other times. It just kind of ebbs and flows there. So we want to make sure we're available, you know, for our folks when they have that moment of clarity and want to make a change.
So I know that Melanie Jackson kind of started things up. You started a couple of years ago when she headed off to Colorado?
That's correct. Yep. I started as managing director in September of 2016 and actually took over as executive director last year as Melanie was following God's call out to Colorado. And so it's been a wild 15 or 16 months for me and the team and the ministry, but we just continue to see blessings poured out on us in amazing, amazing ways. And I couldn't be more grateful for the community's continued support and their prayers. It's just been an amazing ride.
Well, you've been doing a great job, but it's quite a budget that you have to handle. That's why one winter night has these box dwellers in downtown Champaign. Explain how that event works on that one winter night.
Yes, it's a very unique opportunity. We give our participants, our box dwellers, an opportunity to sleep outside in a cardboard box in downtown Champaign for about 12 hours to really get a new perspective on what it might be like to actually have to sleep on the street, much like a lot of our friends. So we ask that each of our participants try to raise $1,000, which might seem like a lot, but when you start asking your family and friends and kind of tell them what you're doing, we get a lot of people that are able to raise actually quite a bit more than that. And so this year for the event, as in years past, we're trying to raise 2/3 of our annual budget, which is 100% funded by our community. We have zero state and federal dollars, so it helps us individualize our services in that way. So this event brings in 2/3 of that annual budget, which this year the goal is about $250,000. And right now I am proud to announce and happy to say that last night actually we hit the $90,000 mark, which for this time, which for this time of year is really, really good. And we already have 220 individuals signed up. So we're looking for about 80 to 100 more, which I think throughout January we can get, and I think that'll help us reach that goal.
Wow. Thanks for sharing those numbers. That's exciting. And again, we don't want to get discouraged, folks, just because you're on a roll. We still need that 80 to 100 more.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yes, it's kind of a pedal to the metal, keep the foot on the gas kind of thing, and there is plenty of room downtown if you're sitting there thinking, I don't know if I can do this, but it sounds kind of cool. Just follow that lead and give me a call or send me an email, and we can get you signed up. I can get you more information. this is the time. It's go time, and we just got to keep pushing.
Let's talk about the realtors in the area and how they've really stepped up in full force.
Yes, the Champaign County Association of Realtors came on board this year and said, hey, we want to have See You at Home kind of be our main group, our main organization that we want to support for the year. And so their goal is they're trying to get 100 of their realtors and affiliates involved with the goal of raising $100,000. The number just amazes me, and then just their generosity is fantastic. So they, as well as some other teams, have really come on board this year and set the goals really high. I've not seen the individual and the team goals set quite as high in years past as we have this year. So I love it that people are setting the bar high, and I'm just encouraging people to go for it.
Well, I know with Eric Porter with Champaign County Association of Realtors and his lovely daughter, Bailey, helping you out so much at See You at Home, there's kind of a connection there, huh?
Yeah, there absolutely is. It's a good group of people. Eric is just a great guy, that goes without saying. And Bailey has provided a lot of positivity, a youthful exuberance for the ministry, and I couldn't be more grateful for them and the rest of our team, especially this time of year with the winter and the colder weather, which we haven't had a lot of, but I know it's coming. It can really be it can be trying. It can be a lot of hours, and I just have an amazing, amazing team that I couldn't be more happy and grateful
well,
for.
Well, that's great. I know in our final minute here, we hope to back you in full force here at Stevie J Broadcasting, and there's been challenges issued with Tay and Carp show in the afternoon, so we hope to get things lined up. I can't believe we're like 3 weeks out now. We better keep rocking on this project. Now, if people want to donate, they want to get involved, they want to volunteer, they want to help the homeless in our community, cuathome.us is the website.
Yes, that's correct. Yep, www.cuathome.us, and there's a link there. You can click on the donate button. You can donate directly to us. There's also a link on that page for One Winter Night. You can go on there and sign up to be a part of the event, and I'll reach out to you and get the information, and we'll get you lined up. You can also call me directly at 217-991-0356. And just tell me that you're interested in being a part of the event, and I'll get your info and get you on our list. And we, like I said, we're looking for 80 to 100 more, and we're still about 160,000 short of our goal. So we need your support.
All right, thank you, Rob. See you at home.us. Have a great 2019.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Diane.
All right, we'll join the news in progress at 7:30.
Trump will use a primetime address tonight to make his case that a wall is needed to deal with what the administration is calling a humanitarian crisis. Thursday, the president will visit the border.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. National Security Advisor John Bolton has met with officials in Turkey about plans for American troops to leave Syria.
Bolton says he wants assurances that Turkey won't attack America's Kurdish allies in Syria. But Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey cannot make any concessions, and those involved in terrorism will receive the necessary punishment.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
And now we have our local news at 7:31, and it's brought to you by Classic Plumbing. If you have an issue, call 586-PIPE. Tim Culver and the gang at Classic Plumbing can definitely help you out. And they've got a Facebook page. You could also visit ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana is getting a new development at the southeast corner of University and Lincoln Avenue. It'll include 200 apartments, townhomes, and extended stay hotel rooms. It would be called Gather. The developer hopes to attract University of Illinois students and wants to start construction in the second quarter of this year. President and CEO of Horizon Hobby has died at the age of 61. Joe Ambrose died last week. He was named president and CEO in 2008 and had joined the company in 2005 as VP of distribution. Ford has issued a recall of nearly 1 million vehicles in North America because of potential problems with exploding airbags. Seven Ford and Lincoln vehicles are named in the recall, with a risk of flying shrapnel caused by the exploding airbags. USA Today says Ford said it has no reports of injuries involving those vehicles. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com. We've got your weather forecast now, and it's brought to you by CMI. Now, if you're thinking, I could use CMI, but I'm not sure what I'd have them to do, you just have Betsy come on over and take a look, and they'll figure it out. They are dedicated to solving problems with their exceptional service. And if you have industrial cleaning products and industrial cleaning equipment, dry and wet vacs, scrubbers and sweepers, they can definitely get something lined up for you so you have a productive 2019. Just visit CMI online at CMIclean.com or call 359-6262. They're bringing on this weather forecast with good-looking sunshine today and a high 47. Breezy, though. Gusts as high as 43 miles per hour. A wind advisory until 8 o'clock tonight. Tonight's low 23, only up to 29 tomorrow. Sunshine down to 15 in the evening. 28 the high on Thursday, partly cloudy. We could see some snow coming our way on a Saturday. Right now, the temperature's at 41 on ESPN 93.5, and we've got more on the way. It was great hearing from Rob Dahlhaus and finding out all that's happening as we support our friends without an address. CUAtHome.us if you'd like to be a box dweller, as they have that huge event in downtown Champaign and try to essentially raise $250,000. Be a part of it with Stevie J Broadcasting and ESPN 93.5. Again, CUAtHome.us.
Need to ship something? Go to My Office Plus LLC and ship anything from just one place. Then any USPS, UPS, FedEx, and DHL parcels across America or across the world. You can do it all. Copy, fax, email, scan, laminate. Need something notarized? No problem. Buy your office supplies or greeting cards. You can even have your own mailbox. My Office Plus LLC at 1808 South Philo Road in Urbana. Check them out today.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
ESPN 93.5. Hope you're having a good day on this 8th day of January 2019. Is cruising right along. Brett Larson is checking in from Las Vegas, even though he's from New York, New York. Brett, we've got the high-tech show going on right now, right?
It is kicking off today. We've gotten quite a few days of sneak peeks here, Diane, and I think it's going to be a really interesting year. They're expecting about 180,000 people to show up for the big show. And the show it definitely has space for 180,000 people because there's 2.9 million square feet of exhibitor space. So it is literally impossible for one person to see the entire show. And there is plenty to see. A couple things that I think are interesting this year. You know, this is now my 18th year of coming to CES because I started coming when I was just a young 3 years
yes,
old.
Yes, yes.
you know, every year there was always that one thing that you had to go see. You got to go to this hall to see this, the flying car or the driverless car. They're going to unveil this cool new TV.
Right.
And this year, instead of that, it seems more about it's the one thing we're all talking about is actually the one thing we're not seeing, which is the artificial intelligence that is powering a lot of the devices that we have now in our homes and a lot of the devices that we're going to get, and also the 5G wireless service that they're starting to talk about, and the wireless companies are starting to roll out, and we're seeing some of the benefits of that at this year's show.
Sounds awesome. So what are some of the benefits of that kind of wireless service?
Well, what's interesting about the fifth generation wireless is the speed of it. You know, we always want everything faster. We want, you know, our 4G phones are great. You can stream movies on them sometimes. You can stream your music without any issues and surf the web. 5G is actually going to bring the true in-home broadband speeds to our mobile devices. So that's really, that in and of itself is going to be a huge game changer. But the other thing I like about 5G, of several things, is it's also going to bring high-speed internet to a lot of places that are underserved by internet service. There's still a lot of places in the U.S. where, believe it or not, there's still a handful of people that still dial into the internet, but there's still a lot of places where you can't get that true, fast wireless speeds that really give you a great internet experience. It gives you the ability to stream video. It gives you the ability to, you know, FaceTime and do video conference chats with your family spread out all over the world. And 5G is going to bring high-speed internet to those places because it's easier to roll out wireless infrastructure. You put up a couple of towers and everybody's good to go, as opposed to, you know, with cable broadband or telephone broadband, you got to run a wire to someone's house. That takes a lot of time. The other thing that's great about 5G is it's going to enable a lot of the new stuff that we've been talking about. We've been hearing a lot about driverless cars. That's going to be helped immensely by 5G because it has low latency. So that means your car, if it is driverless, it's going to have the ability in virtually near real time to get and send data as quickly as possible. So it's going to be able to know right where you are. It's going to be able to know about changing road conditions, changing weather conditions, all kinds of information. And in the artificial intelligence front, it's starting to get really exciting when we talk about artificial intelligence. We know we saw IBM's Watson play Jeopardy, and of course it won because it's a computer. Unlike Ken Jennings, it actually had computer. But if think about artificial intelligence this way, there's so much data now in the world. There's so much going on, and it's overwhelming. And we know that as news people, we get an overwhelming amount of information about anything. And artificial intelligence is going to have the ability to just kind of skim through all that stuff really fast and find patterns and find answers and find solutions to a lot of the problems that we face in the world.
Very interesting. This is called the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, Brett?
Yes, it is.
And how many people typically come?
Usually around 180,000 people are expected to show up. I heard on the I was watching the local news here in Las Vegas just yesterday, and they said the airlines added 100 extra flights into Las Vegas this year because of the demand for people coming in to see the show.
So what's the scene? I mean, Vegas is a buzz anyway with all the lights and the fountains and the shows. But, you know, what is it like with all these kind of geeks coming together?
You know, it gets to be a little overwhelming because everything is so crowded. I was chatting with the cab driver yesterday, and he said, you know, most of the people that live here in Vegas just avoid all the areas where the Consumer Electronics Show is happening because it just gets so crowded. But there's definitely, you know, there's an excitement in the air when you're here for the show. All the buses, all the billboards, everywhere you look, there's you know, something advertising, some new piece of technology. And the show is so big that it's not just in one place. So literally every hotel that you walk into, all the hotels on the strip that you walk into, there's big signs, you know, come see the new LG TV. It's in you know, ballroom G on the second floor. Come see this new car. It's in our grand ballroom on the top of the hotel. So it's just pretty much everywhere you turn, there's something really cool to look at and experience. So it's a very exciting time for fans of technology and for people who just want to get a good sneak peek at the future.
Okay, cool. Brett Larson reporting here on ESPN 93.5 from Las Vegas with the Consumer Electronics Show. In regards to the driverless cars, I mean, would you trust that?
I would try it. They have them here. Lyft is offering driverless cars. And I think it's interesting, but I still think we're probably a good 10 years away from truly autonomous cars. And when it happens, it's going to change things. When you think about it, if you have driverless cars, it kind of begs the question: do we need to own cars anymore? If I can just request one, picks me up and drops me off where I need to go, maybe we don't need a big giant parking lot to park all these cars that just sit around. So
okay,
I'm excited about driverless cars. I think we've got a few years to go before they really, you know, take over.
Very good. Well, this has been fascinating, Brett. Thank you so much for checking in with us and letting us know what's happening. It's throughout the week and into the weekend then, huh?
That is correct.
Enjoy your first day, Consumer Electronics Show. Brett Larson on ESPN 93.5. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
All right, it's 7:45. We've got your sports headlines next on ESPN 93.5.
I'm Troy Lanz. At Lanz, Inc., we have expanded our services to meet your comfort needs. We now provide heating and cooling, plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. With our 8-day same great rate, 24/7 emergency service, and Comfort Club maintenance plans, you can count on Lanz to keep you and your home comfortable any season, anytime. Call or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Well, it is all over the play. Some of the highlights from the football game last night as the national championship had 15-0 Clemson beating Alabama 44-16. Pretty wide margin there, too. And there's just so many stories coming out of this game. Plus, the Tiger seniors class, they finished at 55-4. Incredible game last night in Santa Clara, and maybe you caught some of that. I know the Illini are looking forward to Eddie Miller joining from Oklahoma. He's 6'3 and 193. I also saw a tweet out from our own Jeremy Warner about a three-star offensive lineman that we're looking to try to negotiate with, and Jeff Woods Jr. So we've got some recruiting stuff going on that we'd like to come our way as Lovie Smith, our head coach for Fighting Illini football, tries to put together a great class for us. Ohio State has lost their quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, as he declares for the NFL draft, finishing third in Heisman Trophy voting and was a redshirt sophomore when that all happened. NFL action, of course. We're also seeing the Colts and Chiefs and Cowboys and Rams, Eagles and Saints. And I know that Cody Pankey's missed kick or two, actually, but the latest one that really cinched the loss to the Eagles. Bears fans still agonizing over that. That was actually ruled a block, just so you know. I don't know whether that makes you feel better or not. NHL action had St. Louis over Philadelphia 3-0 yesterday. The Blues will host Dallas tonight. Calgary beat the Blackhawks 4-3 yesterday. In college basketball, Duke number one, Michigan at number two. I've been getting some texts in, IL, to try to check out the Illini when we take on number two Michigan on Thursday. And I will give away a pair of tickets when I wrap up the show at 9-359-2255 if you'd like to try to win a pair of tickets to go check out that game. Michigan State at number 6, Ohio State at 16, Indiana ranked at 22 as far as our Big Ten teams go, and some of them in action tonight with Purdue at number 6, Michigan State. Maryland and Minnesota will be going at it. As far as other teams of local interest, SIU is at Drake, Northern Illinois at Miami, Ohio, and we've got Northern Iowa visiting Bloomington Normal to face ISU's Redbirds. My junior Gabby and I might go check out that game. I haven't seen ISU's Redbirds in action. NBA action has Pacers at Cleveland. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey. 7:49. We've got your forecast coming up, and let's see if we can check in with Todd Likens and Ask a Vet on ESPN 93.5.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve.
Dr. Todd Likens joins us on Tuesdays. It's January 8th, and he's the pet pro right over there near Old Farm Shops and over by the police department in Muhammad. Dr. Todd Likens, Happy New Year.
Hey, same to you, Diane.
Thank you. I know Olive's been doing great, lots of energy, but still, we're taking your advice in the sense that when she chews too much or she seems aggressive, let's just take her out for an extra walk. Let's just throw the ball around a little bit in the backyard. So, and that seems to be working out. Just wear them out.
Exactly. I mean, you know, young dogs like that just have so much energy. They don't know what to do with it all. So you just got to get that energy out of them, and then they become calm dogs.
That's right. She's half Australian Shepherd and half Rottweiler, so she does have some energy. And it's funny because our family talks about how she has this kind of crazy look about her every once in a while. And then when we're talking about her, of course, we bring out a treat or something, and then she's not so crazy.
Yep, exactly.
So how the puppies and all of that? Is it more calm now? Has everybody found a home?
I'm actually sleeping through the night now. It's amazing. It's great to have them all of their homes. Everybody's doing really good. So, you know, that was quite the adventure going through 22 puppies at the same time. I think some of my scratches are still healing, but we're there.
Well, one thing that we know you for is the terrific grooming that we get from Walter. And you're even taking that into Saturdays?
Yep, that's new this year. Walter's been training new people. We've added several new people. And now we can offer grooming on Saturday. So now we're 6 days a week. And who knows what comes after 6 days a week?
I know we should also pay attention to our furry friends' teeth. Every once in a while, give that a check to see if there's any tartar buildup, right?
Exactly. So the veterinary world recognizes February as National Dental Month. But we're so busy, I can't do them all in February. So we actually do January and February for our 20% discount on dental. So we're busy. We're heavy in the straightening up dog teeth right now.
Very good. I've been checking our text line, although I just suggested if folks wanted an Illini ticket or two for that Thursday game to text in IL at 359-2255. So not many pet questions this morning. But I'm telling you, you just have such a great service there, and we really appreciate you being flexible. Sometimes things happen to our pet and sends us into a frenzy, and a lot of times you're there.
Yeah, I told my wife when she married me I didn't have a job. I have a lifestyle because I love what I do, and I do it a lot.
That's right. So let's find out more about PetPro. Who do we call, or what's the number, and what's the address and things like that?
Well, we're 355 or 586 PET for the phone numbers, and we're at our petpro.biz will get you there, and just call. We're located at Kirby Madison right by the police station, so we're easy to find. We're on main roads.
Excellent. Happy New Year again to you and your family and all the dogs. Give them a special pat from Stevie J from Asia. And and I know that he's happy about his dogs being accommodated for and people in and out of his home. That's a good way to play it, is to, you know, just kind of keep everybody happy.
Yep, exactly. His dogs are I'm being spoiled even while he's gone.
Very good. Dr. Todd, have a good one. Thanks for being on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, bye now.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Duncan with Special Olympics Illinois Region I, inviting brave souls to register now for the 2019 Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge and Donut Dash at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet on Saturday, March 9th. Hashtag Freezin for a Reason. The reason, over 1,000 Special Olympics athletes benefits from year-round sports competitions and training. Get registered before Valentine's Day to be guaranteed your official plunger hoodie or Donut Dash shirt the day of the event. Go to plungeillinois.com today.
ESPN 93.5, here we are in the new year, and we need to start thinking about some things. That tax refund plus identity theft. Tax refund fraud is also an issue. As you file your tax return, Busey wants you to be aware of identity thieves who could be scheming to steal your refund. Tax identity theft has been one of the most common forms of identity theft in the past 6 years. So in observance of Tax Identity Theft Awareness Week in January, Busey's team has experts that provide steps to protect yourself in this tax season. If you file early, criminals will have less time to use your information for a fake return. Secure your Wi-Fi connection. Of course, work on all of this stuff, not in, you know, a coffee shop parking lot or something. You need to shred those sensitive documents, too, as soon as you're done using them. Lock away secure documents, too. Secure your tax return by mailing it at a post office or an official mailbox instead of your home. You can monitor your mail. If your employer mailed your W-2 and other documents with financial information, make sure that it gets to you. And avoid scammers' schemes. IRS will never contact you by email, text, or social media. If they need your information, they will contact you by mail. So if you have any concerns, I know Busey can help you. Again, Busey.com. They've got their Information Security Center, and they want you to be informed of any security issues, scams, or alerts that may compromise your personal or financial information. And, of course, if this sort of thing happens, you've got to contact the IRS, close any bank accounts, contact the major credit bureaus, and, of course, pay your taxes above all, even if you have to send by paper. So you can visit the Information Security Center at Busey.com. Call 1-800-67-BUSEY, member FDIC. They've got all the details on all of that at Busey. What a great team, and I love so many of them step up and volunteer throughout the year. Just an awesome team at Busey. All right, let's take a look at your forecast. Breezy today, and the winds are going to pick up. Gusts as high as 43 miles per hour expected today, with a wind advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. We've got a high of 47 expected with the sunshine. And then we're going to get a little cooler as the week progresses. High only 28 tomorrow, down to 16 with the sunshine and windy conditions. Some clouds in the morning on Thursday, then afternoon sunshine, high 30, low 20. And on Friday, we've got a high 35, an 80% chance of snow in the forecast on Saturday, January 12th, as you head out to that Jeff Dunham show. So fun to hand out tickets to that, too. We're ESPN 93.5. We've got your news from Fox at the top of the hour.
Earn money fast in the new year.